केवल शरणाई नमस्कार देवा स्वामी
नाथ
ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ द कैमरा वर्चुअल रिट्रीट आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम मोस्ट वेंडेबल बांटे चंद्रता थेरो टुडे इज द फर्स्ट डे ऑफ आवर कैमरा रिट्रीट वेंडेबल चंद्रता थेरो इज फैमिलियर टू मोस्ट ऑफ यू बाय नाउ ही इज द रिक्रूट एबट ऑफ मित्रिगल एंड सर्वानिय फॉरेस्ट मोनास्ट्री वेंडेबल थेरो हैज मास्टर्ड द माइंडफुलनेस प्रैक्टिस इन बोथ समथ एंड विपस्सना टेक्निक्स फॉर मोर देन अ डेकेड. We are very fortunate to have Venerable Thero with us today. Venerable Thero has kindly agreed to carry out this virtual retreat on behalf of us in English with a guided sitting session, Q&A and a Dhamma talk based on Madhya Sutra, a discourse on the middle. Initially, we were planning on having this retreat at Canberra Park as a residential retreat in Canberra, with Bante connecting online, but we had to cancel it due to corona outbreak, as you know. The uniqueness of this retreat is that we are trying to engage children into mindful practice by having a scaled-down version of the same retreat that the adults are following. Sydney organizers Suranga and Tamila, we are very grateful to you, all of you, for your compassion and support given to us in this challenging time. On behalf of Canberra Virtual Retreat Organizers, I now respectfully invite you, Bante, to inaugurate the session.
Yeah, thank you very much. So I get to know from Suranga that the Renuka, who was the sort of pioneering in organizing this retreat, was sort of subject to hospitalization, and hope she will be recovering, and I wish that she may get well soon. And so it's nice to connect with you all. You all are now trying to practice diligently. Now we are going to start the session with the basic instructions. So here in this session, what we are trying to do is to develop mindfulness in particular, because we already have a certain amount of mindfulness, but we need to further improve it. So that is the main theme of this retreat, we can say. So mindfulness has become a sort of a popular subject these days. And Buddha taught this 2600 years ago. And there are very famous suttas, famous teachings from the Buddha directly touching mindfulness. Satipatthana Sutta is one of such discourse delivered by the Buddha, comprehensively touching the mindfulness. Various aspects of mindfulness is discussed in that sutta. And there are so many other suttas collected and combined and presented in order to practice mindfulness in many different ways. Now, in this retreat, so you as beginners, you can start paying attention to your posture. Say, for example, you are sitting cross-legged, if possible. If not, maybe you can even use a chair, sit in a straightforward manner, mostly a sort of a comfortable manner, and keep your eyes gently closed and head straight, and your upper half of the body straight. So likewise, you are now sort of having a fairly comfortable posture. It is necessary to have this comfortable posture, because otherwise, from the beginning, there are various pains and irritations. So that may be sort of an obstacle to the practice. So it is therefore important to spend a couple of minutes observing our posture, adjusting our posture, so that we may feel comfortable. We may feel at ease. Once the posture is well adjusted, you can spend a few minutes again being mindful about the posture, how it is being arranged, how the head is stated, and how eyes are closed, how lips are touching. So likewise, certain prominent places you can pay attention, so that your attention is coming more and more towards the body. Because as you know, our mind does not like to stay in the present moment. Rather, it likes to stay thinking about the past. There may be various joyful events happened in the past. So mind may be again and again taking them to the mind, to the surface, and enjoying them. Or else there may be sort of sorrowful events happened in the past. So that also mind may be sort of lingering on. On the other hand, we all have various plans in our minds, various wishes. So that also might be another hindrance. So our mind get distracted towards various future plans. Now, in this practice, what we are trying to do is to use the body as an anchoring point to the mind. Suppose there is a boat or a ship staying in the sea and we want to keep it stable, keep it still. So we are using a huge anchor so that this can't waver, this can't move here and there, so that the ship may be fairly safe and fairly stable. Similarly, we are using our body, various bodily postures, as an anchoring point to the mind. So mind typically at the beginning is like a monkey mind, jumping from this to that, to the past to the future. So we are looking after the mind, we are nurturing the mind, we are educating the mind to be in the present moment. So there are various exercises we can use to do this, like breathing, say for example. Once your attention is taken to the posture, as you are spending a couple of minutes, you can understand where there are various processes available in the body. Those are mostly involuntary processes. We are not involved in them, but rather body take care of them. Breathing is one example. So naturally, breathing happens. Naturally, as we breathing in, the abdomen comes forward, rising. As we breathe out, abdomen comes back, falling. So this rising and falling is another process naturally happens. And similarly, heartbeat, heart vibration is another process naturally happens. And again, say blood circulation, various vibrations throughout the body. So these are all various natural processes available within the body. So we are now trying to be mindful about these various processes. So as we are successful, we can recognize fairly predominant process. Say you have selected breathing as the most prominent process, then we can say that is our primary object, that is our Moola Kamathana, primary object. Now you are trying to keep your attention at the nostril, closer to the nostril, and trying to be aware of in-breath, trying to be aware of out-breath. Now, since this breath is naturally a very subtle phenomenon, so your mind may not appreciate it, your mind may forget it, your mind may sort of feel bored by being there, so again mind may start to distract. So these are some initial problems we all face, so you don't need to worry about them, but there are various strategies or aids that we can use in order to facilitate this process. Naming or labeling, noting is one such facility that we are using. As you know breathing in happens, you can simply note it as in. As you breathe out, once you know it, once you are aware of it, you can note it as out, in, out. Simply you are keeping your attention at the nostril and being aware of in-breath. At that time, you are noting it as in. When you are aware of out-breath, then you note it as out. So this noting is one of the very common technique we can use in order to facilitate this process so that our physical process is fairly confirmed, fairly seconded by the mental process. So the physical process and mental process become well synchronized. So more and more you are being successful, more and more breaths you can be aware. Suppose during the beginning of the session, suppose you could only stay for 5 breaths. After that, your mind get distracted. But as you continue your practice, you can now maintain your attention on 10 breaths. So that indicates there's a significant improvement of mindfulness, significant improvement on concentration, sort of a collectedness of your mind. So as you continue, you can experience 15 breaths. You can continue 20 breaths in succession. So that indicates your mindfulness is growing. Your concentration, collectedness of the mind is also growing. So you can measure your improvement actually. You yourself can measure that there is an improvement of mindfulness. There is an improvement of collectedness of the mind. So as you move forward, you can continue either in breathing practice or you can switch to another practice if it depends on the yogi. So this is how we can begin. And similarly, you can switch to walking session, walking meditation, there are, suppose you are selecting a walking path, maybe a corridor, maybe a pavement, maybe a sort of a open area, walking path, maybe a sand path. So you may have to select kind of a straight path, maybe 20, 30 steps. At the beginning, you don't consider too much or take kind of a burden to your mind. You simply take it simple and simply walk from this end to the other end. So likewise, you move from this end to the other end and you become familiar with the walking path. After that, suppose you stand on this end and you are now keeping your hands still, either in the back or either in the front, without waving them. And now you start your walking session. So you have to maintain the typical ordinary speed that you are familiar with. You don't need to walk in an artificial manner, too slow or too fast. Rather, you can maintain your typical pace. And as you walk, when your left foot is touching the ground, you can note it as left. When your right foot is touching the ground, you can note it as right. So you can keep it very simple. So don't complicate the process. All these kamatahan, all these meditation objects are utterly simple. So we, as much as possible, we have to maintain that purity. We have to maintain that simplicity. So that will lead us to more profound understanding. Now, as much as possible, now you are trying to be mindful on walking. Typically, we don't do that. When the body is walking, we do various thinking. We do various planning or remembering. So these are the typical way of our walking. But body was walking. But now, when the body is walking, now our attention is also drawn to the walking. We are being mindful about walking. So that's the difference. So as you go towards the other end, you can stand still. Without immediately turning back, you can be stand there, and again you can reflect back, or you can be aware of the sitting, standing posture. You were in the walking posture, now you are in the standing posture. Now you can turn back with few steps. And again, without immediately starting the walking back, you can be aware of the standing posture. And then you can start the walking back. Now again, left, right, you can simply be aware of this touching sensation. If you are being successful, then you can understand, okay, at the beginning of the session, I could only be mindful of five steps. But after some time, after a couple of days, maybe now I can be mindful about 10 steps, 15 steps, 20 steps. So likewise, you can understand or you can measure your own progress. At the beginning, I had sort of weak mindfulness. Now I have fairly a better mindfulness. Again, I am now learning how to aim my attention, because when your foot is touching the ground, you have to properly aim your attention to that very place. And when next foot is touching the ground, again, you have to aim your mind. So likewise, you are aiming your mind properly as you walk. And once you are progressing, you probably could feel that now noting, labeling is not necessary. At that time, you can stop left, right. And rather, you can maintain your mindfulness with a quiet mind, very silent mind. With a very silent mind, now you are again observing complete process of your body, complete process of your movements of the legs particularly. So likewise, you can further improve your attention, mindfulness, using this walking posture as well. Now, you need to improve this, you need to expand this mindfulness practice to all the activities. So otherwise, it's difficult to maintain or develop continuous mindfulness. So as much as possible, once we recognize our mindfulness, once you know that there's a quality called mindfulness, now you have to apply it to daily activities as well. Say you are washing your face. So at that time also you can be mindful. You are having your meals. There also you can be mindful. At the beginning of the day, suppose you are washing your face or you are brushing your teeth, there also you can be mindful. You are wearing clothes, that also you can do mindfully. So likewise, you can understand all the daily activities can be conducted with mindfulness. Now it is your skill, or in a way kind of a responsibility, is to apply this mindfulness or to all daily activities, so that you are being mindful in throughout the day. Actually, immediately this may not be possible, but as you are continuing, you may understand, okay, there are these activities I can be mindful, but there are still other activities, still I can't maintain mindfulness. Now it's a matter of being mindful of those unmindful activities. It's a kind of a feeling of gaps. You recognize there are activities that I can do mindfully, but there are certain other activities I can't maintain mindfulness. Now it is your skill development is to have mindfulness even on those forgetful moments, forgetful activities. Now, slowly you can build kind of a continuous mindfulness from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. You are being mindful throughout the day. So likewise, you can develop your mindfulness. And another important thing is to report this. So at the end of the session, you can write down what you have experienced. What is your primary object? How you sit? What was your primary object? And how you experience it? What are the experiences? And what are the sort of obstacles came on your way? And how you were able to overcome them? So these are some facts you need to include in the about the sitting session. Similarly, you need to report that what you have faced in the walking session. How I have approached the walking path. What is my primary object, either left, right, or lifting, placing, or lifting, moving, placing. So likewise, you can use any of these methods depending on the circumstance and how you practiced it. What did you really feel during the walking session? What are the obstacles you faced and how you are able to overcome them? Or do you have any doubts? And similarly, about the daily activities, that is the third section, and how you are able to maintain mindfulness in daily activities. What are the successful results and what are the problems you faced? So likewise, these three sections are important: the sitting session, walking session, and the daily activities. So if you are able to transmit your practice in this way, or communicate your experience this way through a report, then we can have a good dialogue. Then we can say, okay, you are doing well, or you have to adjust these places, you went wrong in this place. So likewise, we can have a constructive dialogue so that you can improve your mindfulness. So I think this is enough for the beginning as basic instructions. And you can present your reports, and we have the Q&A session on every day at 9 a.m. So we can begin that from tomorrow onwards. And with that, I like to conclude the basic instructions. So I again allow Badra to, or Chamila to take the session, continue the session.